But I think with the AC docket, there's probably going to be one winner. And then the way I view it, and this could be wrong, the West Point Partners could possibly be built too. So I think it's possible there could be two projects built simultaneously, although, like I said, I could be wrong. I'm not an expert. But I don't think there's going to be two of the AC projects built. So I think one of the projects is going to be built, and I don't think Athens is ever going to have the clout to stop it entirely. And from a tax base point of view, having that new converter station in the town of Athens, which would be, I think, a very highly assessed new piece of property, that would help people here that have talked about lowering taxes. That's one of the things that we didn't do, but it's arrived at our doorstep. And we can do smart things like having a backbone and having a brain and making sure we don't give away the ship like I think we did when the power plant came here. So I think that's the best thing we can do for ourselves is have a board that digs into this and knows what's going on and can negotiate something that's fair for the town. But I honestly look at it as an opportunity to have a huge new facility in Athens, the substation. I'm adamantly against the underground route to the river that they proposed. So I don't know if Athens would necessarily take a position, a comprehensive no vote against the entire West Point project. But, you know, and I actually talked to National Grid because National Grid has said no to West Point to put their line, which is a buried line, in their corridor. So I had a pretty long conversation with a fellow named Bill Malley. And he told me that he was in the middle of typing an email to West Point to say, okay, let's see what we can do. But I think their position still is that they don't want them in their existing corridor, but they would like West Point maybe to look at something alongside the corridor.